Jerry Bader Show, 10:36. I promised I wouldn't give any spoilers, but I won't. Critics are being very unkind to House of Cards. They're saying that it's kind of a jump the shark season two. The more I watch, the more I'm kind of inclined to agree. It's still, I'm enjoying it, I have to admit, but I know what they say. I know what they're saying compared to season one. I do. I've watched 7 of the episodes, I think. 6 or 7. 6. And yeah, I just don't want to give anything away. But yeah, it's different from season one. When I think most people have watched it, I'll comment on it. There are a couple of, I think, very interesting surveys out there. And these surveys are, it's just, they're very unusual. You may have heard of one or both of them. ESPN.com, NFL Nation, and ESPN the magazine asked NFL players on the condition of anonymity 4 true or false questions about their thoughts on having a gay teammate. Have you seen these results, Jason? Here are the results. Apparently, they asked 51 players, which is, if you do it scientifically, for the number of players there are in the NFL, that could be a representative sample. If it's a truly scientifically randomized sample, that could be large enough. A player's sexual orientation matters to you. True, 7. False, 44. That means 86% are okay with the gay teammate. I had teammates or coaches who used homophobic slurs last season. 32 true, 19 false. I'm not surprised that type of thing goes on in an NFL locker room. Okay. I would shower around a gay teammate. True, 39. False, 12%. So that's 60-some, I'm not sure what the percentage on that is, are okay with that they would not be uncomfortable showering with a gay teammate. I'm going to be honest. That's not the number I expected from NFL players. I find it very interesting. My position has always been that I don't think that you're homophobic or anything else if you're uncomfortable in a shower with someone who may be sexually attracted to you. And that's not to say that all gay men are attracted to all men, but I don't think it matters. Not all straight men are attracted to all women. Does that mean a woman would want to shower with a man? I really don't. With a straight man, I really don't see any difference. I don't think it's, look, if you're okay with it, you're okay with it. But I don't think it's homophobic or weird that you would be uncomfortable about being in a shower with someone who may or may not be sexually attracted to you. Now, the counter argument to that is that most likely happens in the NFL right now. Because I guarantee there are gay men in the NFL right now. But I'm somewhat surprised by the answer. This is an interesting one. A very small majority answered true to this. An openly gay player would be comfortable in an NFL locker room. True, 25. False, 21. No answer, 5. So a slim majority believe, and by the way, of course, this is all asked because of Missouri defensive end Michael Sam, who will most likely be drafted in May and become the NFL's first openly gay player. That's why this was asked. A slim majority say he'll be comfortable in the locker room. Well, it's interesting because the Miami Dolphins episode has people wondering how much hazing, taunting, goes on irrespective of sexual orientation in an NFL locker room. I don't know. I found the results interesting. I'm not shocked that a majority would be okay with a gay teammate. I'm guessing there are a fair number of guys in the NFL who do know who the gay guys in the NFL are. Again, Michael Sam was a completely open secret at Mizzou. I wouldn't be surprised if the case was similar in the NFL. Then there is this survey. Again, you global warming believers out there, you libs who think that you are the embracers of science, and we conservatives are troglodytes, Luddites. Does everybody know what a Luddite is? How many people know what a Luddite is? Well, I wonder if I have anything to give away. Do I have anything to give away? I do. I think I do in my office. But we got to do this quick before someone can Google it. If someone calls in the next 10 seconds, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. What is the definition of a Luddite? But right, if someone doesn't ring in like right now, I'm not giving this away. Yeah, I'm not sharing that on the air. We just got an email about showering together, which is not going to be shared on the air. All right. Very quickly. Not quickly enough. Rick in Green Bay, what's a Luddite?
A Luddite is someone that rejects technology and progress.
I'm going to accept that answer. The Luddites were an actual movement. They were an early 19th century English textile artisans. They didn't want the basically the mass-produced machinery to make textiles.
They smashed the factories.
Right, and they did. And actually, I think they were Ned Ludd was their leader. We accept
that
answer.
That's an unfounded rumor as well, though.
What's that?
I have heard that the Ned Ludd and that whole thing was never really happened. It was more of a mythological thing. I've never really checked, but I had heard that.
Well, now I have to open this link because I always was told it was true. But it doesn't matter because you got it right. Hang on. We're going to give you a restaurant certificate, okay? Hang on.
Thank you.
Yep, Jason will get some information here. Let's see. Popular theory it's uncertain. He's right. He's absolutely right. Although the origin of the name Luddite is uncertain, a popular theory is the movement was named after Ned Ludd, a youth who allegedly smashed two stocking frames. So he's right. He's right. In any event, liberals paint us as anti-science kooks, flat earthers for not believing global warming. Listen to this. As reported by HotAir.com, Kim Komando in her Komando Minute today took this up as well. Study. Democrats more likely to think astrology is scientific, less likely to know Earth revolves around the sun. Let's start with number one. By the way, there's a whole lot of ignorance to go around here on the left and right. The left is more ignorant than the right on these things, but I'm going to be completely candid. There's a whole lot of scientific ignorance going on. Belief that astrology is scientific by party and political orientation. How many liberal Democrats think astrology is science? 43.5%. Really? Moderate Democrat. That's liberal Democrat. Moderate Democrat, 52.0%. Conservative Democrat, 56.9%. Liberal Independent, 48.3%. Moderate Independent, 48.9%. Conservative Independent, 41.3%. Liberal Republican, 41.3%. Moderate Republican, 38.7%. The constituency in this survey that believes the lowest, you know, the lowest number of any of these political subsets that believe astrology is science, conservative Republican, 33.8%. Then you go by age, and the younger people tend to believe it, less younger, not so much. Okay, here is the stunner. Knowing the Earth revolves around the sun and that it takes a year to happen. In other words, remember back in the day, people thought the sun went around the earth. Remember biblical passage, the sun stopping in the sky, suggesting that they thought the sun was going around the earth. Those who know that, and this is shocking to me, conservative Republicans lead the pack there. In knowing that, it's still only 67%. So are really 67%? Because shockingly, that means a third of Americans, well, at least conservative Republicans, didn't know it gets much worse. Liberal Independent, 67%. Liberal Democrat, 64%. Liberal, 62.9%. Republican, 61.1%. Moderate Independent, 57.9%. Conservative, 53%. Independent, 53%. Moderate, 50%. Democrats are worse at this. Democrat, 48.4%. Liberal Republican. Yeah, we fall under 50%, 46.4%. Conservative Independent, 45.2%. Moderate Republican, 44.1%. Moderate Democrat, 42.7%. Hang on to your socks. Conservative Democrat, 27.1%. There are constituencies that, so no constituency does better than 67%. That's shocking to me. I find it interesting that conservatives do better on these two things, though. All right, in the time that we have left, I want to talk about Congressman Tom Petri, the allegations, sort of, against him, his response, and is he suffering from Chris Christie syndrome? Gonna have to find something for the after show video. We've got through a lot of stuff today. It's 10:47. I want what more, what more,
what more. All I wanna do is join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.